Organization of the work in Europe. It was in Switzerland that J.N. Andrews had begun his work in 1874 and started to publish as he was learning the French language. Here in Basel he died and was buried in 1883. In the late 1870s, literature from America reached the countries of Northern Europe. In various places, the minds of individuals, in one way or another, were called to the Sabbath truth, and workers were sent to augment Andrews' work. The interests of the church stretched out of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, and companies of believers emerged. With minimal steps in organization, what came to be known as the Central European Mission developed. Work that had begun in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden culminated rather quickly in what were designated as the Norway and Denmark Conferences. In England, the work was known as the British Mission. At a meeting attended by S.N. Haskell in Switzerland in 1882, the several emerging units were bound together in a parent organization known as the European Missionary Council. Each of the local organizations was managed by a committee. The chairman of each was an ex officio member of the European Missionary Council, which met annually. In 1884, George I. Butler attended the second annual meeting of the European Missionary Council, held in Basel. At that time, the loosely organized Central European Mission, the largest and strongest of the four local organizations in Europe, became the Swiss Conference. Organizational plans were perfected, and the decision was made to build a publishing house in Basel. The publishing house, recently completed, was constructed of stone and consisted of three levels. In the sub-basement were the furnace and two gas motors that provided power for the presses. The next level, the ground floor, provided room for the presses, bindery, stereotype foundry, storage space for the paper, and some storage space for the families living above. On the main floor to the right was the meeting hall, with seating capacity for 300. The other half was given to the business offices and the folding and mailing rooms. Typesetting was done on the second floor. Here also were rooms for the editors, translators, and proofreaders. On the left side there was some family housing. The third floor was devoted entirely to living apartments. After meeting many of the workers, Ellen White was escorted into the hydraulic elevator and taken to the third floor, where the Whitneys had an apartment, for breakfast and a rest. Before long she was shown what was to be her apartment, close to the one the W.C. White family would occupy. These, apparently, were on the south side of the building and had the advantage of exposure to the winter sun. She did not know it then, but this would be the place she would call home for the next 2 years, a place to rest between trips to Scandinavia, Italy, and Germany. A place to write and recoup. Ellen White and her son were present for the first general meetings to be held in the Publishing House Chapel, first the Swiss Conference, scheduled to meet in session from September 10 to 14, and then the European Missionary Council, to open September 14. The Swiss Conference consisted of 224 members in 10 churches, and an additional 39 Sabbath keepers in groups. The members were served by one ordained minister and seven licensed ministers. There were 251 Sabbath school members, enrolled in 11 Sabbath schools. Of the session that opened on Thursday evening, September 10, Mrs. White wrote, "The conference was quite generally attended by our Swiss brethren, and by representatives from Germany, France, Italy, and Romania. There were nearly 200 brethren and sisters assembled, and a more intelligent, noble-looking company is seldom seen. Although gathered from different nations, we were brought near to God and to one another by our eyes being fixed upon the one object, Jesus Christ. We were one in faith, and one in our efforts to do the will of God. The influence of the gospel is to unite God's people in one great brotherhood." Of course, not all in the assembly could converse in one language. The congregation was divided into three parts, according to the language they understood. These were seated in different parts of the hall, French, German, and English. Friday afternoon it was Ellen White's turn to speak, and she was surprised at the large number assembled. It was a new experience to have her with them, and the people did not want to miss a word. Her message was picked up by two translators, one speaking French, the other German. But with the audience divided into groups, time was conserved as the translators spoke to their respective groups simultaneously. She soon found this method of addressing the conference less taxing than her usual manner of continuous speaking, for she had more time for thinking of the construction of what she would say. She spoke again on Sunday afternoon for a half hour on missionary work, and again on Monday early afternoon, this time on the necessity of cultivating love and Christian courtesy and of being forbearing with one another. Following her message, more than 12 were baptized, using the new baptistry in the meeting hall for the first time. Then they united in celebrating the ordinances of the Lord's house.